From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. On April 21st, the Florida Union Free School District Board of Education announced that the Orange County, New York school is hiring away Dr. Lisa Marie Spindler from the Hudson School System to be their superintendent of schools beginning July 1st, 2023. Spindler took the job of superintendent of the Hudson schools just last year. She is not quoted in the announcement from the school system in Orange County, New York, nor does her school's announcement even acknowledge her current role in Hudson. The announcement does claim that Spindler, and I quote, is eager to start her new role as superintendent, end quote. Even as she must finish her single year as superintendent in the Hudson school system. Andrea Mako reports for Porcupine Soup that on April 20th, the New York State Public Service Commission released an audit of Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corp. that showed the company had a 900% increase in adjusted bills. A national independent firm, Overland Solutions Incorporated, conducted the audit. It came after thousands of complaints about the adjusted and estimated bills Central Hudson recently sent customers after switching away from meter readings. The audit said in part, and I quote, Central Hudson's practice of issuing bills monthly but reading meters every other month contributed to billing issues and a large increase in customer complaints, and further noted that, as of June 2022, only 53% of Central Hudson's electric and gas meters featured automated meter reading technology, end quote. State Senator Michelle Henche is trying to pass a bill to require monthly accurate meter readings and said, and I quote, everything that we know to be true about Central Hudson's sweeping mishandling of estimated billing and woefully inadequate customer service procedures is reconfirmed by this audit and verified in the PSC's finding, making the need for my legislation to stop these negligent practices all the more urgent, end quote. Read the full story in Porcupine Soup. On April 19th, Democrat Pat Ryan voted with Republicans to deny democracy to the citizens of the District of Columbia. Residents there elected their own representatives to pass laws for them, but last week Ryan and the Republican majority in the House of Representatives voted to overturn decisions by those elected officials. Ryan voted for disapproving the action of the District of Columbia in approving the Comprehensive Policing and Justice Reform Amendment Act, along with all the Republicans voting in the House, including local representatives Mark Molinaro and Elise Stefanik. Local Democrat Paul Tonko voted against the measure to overturn what the representatives elected by the people of the District of Columbia passed. The District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, and several islands in the Pacific Ocean do not get to participate in the same representative democracy that the rest of America does. James Cutler reports for Columbia Green Media that Hudson's Common Council passed a resolution on April 19th designating May 5th as National Day of Awareness for Missing or Murdered Indigenous Persons in the Columbia County City. Mayoral aide Michael Hoffman said, and I quote, the day raises awareness for missing and murdered indigenous people around the country and Canada. Native women and girls face a large amount of violence in their lifetimes and are more likely to die and be seriously injured by domestic violence in this country. It is important for Hudson and all cities and towns to recognize this day, end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.